from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Nick Ashew was talking about one of the Chiefs props that are out there. It's not an individual player. It's a team-wide prop. Listen to this. It kind of stood out, and I want to see if you guys agree on this being a good bet or not.
The Chiefs to score a touchdown pass in every single game is 6-1.
Really?
They did that every single game except against Denver last year. Remember that debacle they had in Denver?
Yeah,
Mahomes was just not Mahomes at all. The Chiefs to have a touchdown pass thrown in every single game is 6-1 right now.
What do you guys think about that one? He mentioned last year, I guess I would assume that they get a passing touchdown
in every game, just kind of
all
regardless.
The issues last year with the receivers, all the issues, and they still almost did it, except for that random weird Broncos game. Here's the only caveat, because I'm with you. I'm like, oh, 6-1. This seems like a... on my that betting show that I do in the fall, this seems like a Goldilocks.
Week 18.
But the problem is week 18. Can Carson Wentz throw a touchdown pass when they don't need week 18 and Carson Wentz is out there?
Probably.
Can Carson Wentz get you a touchdown pass? It might come down to that. And actually, yeah, I feel pretty good about that case if that's what happens compared to some other teams' backups.
So here's why I like that bet better than some others. Like, if you say, I think the Chiefs are going to win the division, well, you're going to get negative. It's like minus 250.
Correct.
You're not going to get any odds on it. If you say Mahomes to lead the league in passing yards, you're going to get around the same odds, around 5-6-1. You're not going to get significantly better odds for him to lead the league in touchdowns, for him to lead the league. You don't need him to do anything but throw a touchdown. Physically throw a touchdown. How many games do we think in Patrick Mahomes' career did he not throw a touchdown? Like four?
Yeah, it's probably only a handful.
Maybe? His first ever career game, right? Did he throw one against Denver? I think he went zero touchdowns, one pick, but like they scored a couple of scores. I mean, I'd rather do that than anything else.
There's two ways the bet doesn't hit. One, they've got it for 16 straight, and then the 17th game, Mahomes doesn't play, the backups are in, and for whatever reason, Carson Wentz just doesn't get a touchdown. And the other one with any future bet is if Mahomes were to miss games or something, right? I mean, those are the only way I can see it not happening. The Chiefs' offense last year, as bad as we all thought it was, they still almost had a passing touchdown in every single game. So yeah, 6-1. Now, are you willing to wait 5 months for it? That's the thing. Like any long-term bet, you gotta wait 5 months to find out if you're cashing that ticket.
I think it's the same as like betting a yardage total. Like if you think it's a lock, then it's a lock. Again, one weirdo game last year is what prevented it from happening. And again, I would tell you that if Mahomes starts, and he's going to start at least 17 of the games, so you're good there. There might be maybe a handful of games. You like their offense better. You like their ability to score better this year. It should be a better odds bet than it would have been going into last year, and they're telling you can get 6-1. The problem is any long-term season-long bet for the Chiefs, I can't get way better than 6-1 on. I can get even money on any yardage total, right? touchdowns, right. whatever. If I want them to lead the league in those things, I'm not getting better than 6-1. If I want them to win the division, I'm not getting. I have to borderline pick them to win the AFC to get odds. Their odds as good as 6-1.
Their odds to win the Super Bowl are basically that.
Yes. So, seriously, like, why would
6-1,
like,
I think, look, to win the Super Bowl.
I do think they got a really good chance to win the Super Bowl. But isn't it a better bet that yes. he just throws a damn yes, touchdown than wins an entire Super Bowl? You're asking for way more games, less. You're just asking for way less.
And by the way, we're all talking about it as if Mahomes has to throw the touchdown pass. That'll be 99% of them. But if for whatever reason there's
it's a double reverse and Tony throws it up, it counts.
Like it, or they go with what was the name of the play where Dontari Poe, what do they call it?
Hungry Pig Right.
They could do Hungry Pig Right, and it still counts as a passing touchdown.
I kind of feel like they got to give Travis Kelce one more time before he retires to throw a pass. He's done it a couple of times, and it's gone horribly. Unless you count the pass he pretty much threw to Tony that didn't count.
Yeah, that one's still sad.
I'm so bummed about that play. That was such a cool play. But he's thrown a couple, and they've been picks. He's not thrown, it's not great, his throwing. But I feel like they got to give Travis Kelce one shot to get a passing touchdown in his life. I don't know. I feel like you just owe it to him. You got to put it back in the playbook. But yeah, I don't care if it's, it can't be Creed Humphrey. I don't care if it's Trey Smith who throws a touchdown pass. If somebody throws it, which
the only way it's
like
Creed Humphrey is they do what they did in one of the games last year where they have, was it Joe Tooney was center and Creed moved over? Mm-hmm. Or who was it? Was it Tooney that played center?
Yeah, Tooney played center and Creed moved over.
That's your scenario where somehow Creed Humphrey catches a pass.
Chiefs, Panthers.
They switch him to guard and what's that?
Chiefs, Panthers game, perfect opportunity for something like that to happen. You're blowing him out. Why not?
It would be really fun, and I know why sports books don't do this. There's no point. Although they would probably just get to hold on to your handle forever. I'd like to be able to place a bet on, like, was Creed Humphrey ever score a touchdown in his life? and then you just give me 500-1, and it's just like if he ever manages to like recover a fumble and fall into the end zone, they move him to guard, and he gets if he ever finds some magical way to score a touchdown.
If
I
you made that
win.
Bet right now, how many years do you have? 10? 10 more?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
10 more years for that to hit.
Oh, someone mentioned Kelce threw a touchdown against the Steelers in the playoffs. I kind of forgot about that.
You just need to be like a fumble recovery in the end zone for a touchdown. That's what you need. Forget throwing him the ball.
For that bet, yes.
Yeah, for that bet. You going to make it? Someone asked where you can make the bet.
Yeah, I think BetMGM has it. Yeah, why not?
Maybe.
6-1. Same odds basically to win the Super Bowl. I don't know what FanDuel has.
I mean, again, if you're... I just think if... 6-1 is the same as winning a Super Bowl, and you're asking him.
Yeah, here's the Super Bowl
it's
odds.
It's 3-4 less Chiefs games of variance.
Chiefs and Niners are both 6-1. So the exact same. What? Yeah, the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl or the Chiefs to have a passing touchdown every single game. I'd rather bet the passing touchdown in every game. Same. Absolutely.
One, I get to cash my bet a full month and a half earlier, hypothetically, right? Way less variance, way less risk.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.